Those attending the Burnham reunion could look through the trees of Scott Park over to a vacant lot, the site of the old city hospital whose memory they celebrated. At the gathering, Champaign Mayor Jerry Schweihart formally announced the city council's tribute to Burnham.
It is our privilege of the council to okay the placement on 4th Street from University to Springfield Avenue, honorary Burnham Hospital Boulevard.
For passers-by at 4th and Springfield, the honorary street signs are all that's left to identify where the hospital once stood. But for Burnham veterans like Nurse Audrey Irwin, memories are more solid than bricks and mortar.
Well, as I say, I worked in the labor and delivery department obstetrics. That was the main place that I worked. It was right during the baby boom before the pill came through, you know, that we were really busy. I pounded those halls so much, you know, and I worked nights mostly, too. And we worked hard.
Not everybody at the Burnham reunion used to work there. Yvonne King is a former patient. She came by to see some of the nurses and therapists who cared for her after a 1980 traffic accident. King spent 5 months in and out of Burnham, but she says the critical time was right at the beginning when she arrived at the hospital's trauma center.
Well, when my daughter got to the hospital, they told her that the surgeon that was taking care of me was ready to do surgery on me when she got there, and he talked to her for a couple minutes, and he said, I don't expect her to live.
But here you are.
Yeah, here I am. By God's grace and my surgeon and, I guess, my desire to live.
In those days, Burnham was one of four Champaign-Urbana hospitals, the first one. It opened in 1895 and eventually came under the ownership of the city of Champaign. The hospital expanded several times over the years, but in 1989, the city let it go. It was merged into Urbana's Mercy Hospital, now Provena Covenant Medical Center, and the hospital campus was closed for good 12 years ago. That hasn't been enough time to cool the feelings of those who blame former Champaign Mayor Danil McCollum for the closing, like former Burnham physician Robert Bruner.
I personally was one of the physicians who created the Burnham controversy because we fought this closure. Some of us to this day do not think that Burnham Hospital had to be closed. To this day, no one has confronted Mr. Danil McCollum as to why he thought this was a necessity for this town.
There were others at the reunion who saw Burnham's closing as, if not a necessity, then at least inevitable. Dr. Martin Keck, who started treating patients at Burnham in 1950, cites the reimbursement policies of Medicare as one of the factors that made it harder for smaller hospitals like Burnham to survive. He remembers Burnham as a place that provided a friendlier atmosphere for patients than today's hospitals.
I, as an attending physician, just have such fond memories of it, and I just remember it as just a wonderful, friendly spot where patients went and got good care and weren't overcharged. I think in this day and age of all of the fees and the charges, I look back on what we used to do, and it's just amazing the difference.
The honorary street signs marking the former site of Burnham Hospital may stay up only a few years. But once the old Burnham site is redeveloped, Champaign City officials have promised to erect a permanent memorial using a stone entrance that was saved during demolition. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.